Welcome to Intuitive Transformations with your host, Sylvia Henderson, and discover tools, wisdom, and inspiration that will empower you to transform your life. Sylvia is an intuitive life coach and energy healer with a growing practice that is focused on empowering others to be more of who they want to be. For the next hour, join Sylvia and explore and unravel anything in the way of you creating the life that you would love to live on the Om Times Radio Network.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show, where you will find tools you can use to change and transform your life every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Om Times Radio Network, the voice of consciousness at iom.fm in your internet browser. And for those of you listening to this show as a podcast, thank you so much for listening, and please be sure to share the link to today's show with your social media contacts. Someone in your social circle needs to hear this specific show, as it contains the answers that they may have been searching for a very long time. You never know whose life you might impact when you share the Intuitive Transformations radio show with others. When you share this show with others, you may be the key that will open the door to an entirely new world of possibilities for them that they otherwise would not have had access to. So please be sure to share. Because today's show is an important one that just may help you transform your life, your relationships, your career, and even your wealth consciousness, I am just over the moon with what we're going to talk about today, because I know this is really going to be very impactful. But before I share more about today's show, if you're a new listener, I want to welcome you and thank you for listening. My name is Sylvia Henderson, and I am an intuitive life coach and energy healer. My work releases limiting beliefs that have stopped you from truly enjoying your life. I'm talking about those subconscious beliefs, the ones that are hidden beneath the surface of your conscious awareness. You know the ones that cause you to maintain painful, difficult relationships, that cause you to limit your financial potential, rob you of your inner peace, block your intuitive knowing, and keep you trapped in worry and fearful thoughts. If you would like to learn more about me and the work that I do, please visit my website at intuitivetransformations.net, and while you're there, be sure to sign up for my monthly newsletter, as I have a free guided meditation for you to download that will help you in releasing worry, fear, and anxiety. Today is Wednesday, February 7th, 2018, and as I mentioned earlier, I want you to share this show with friends, family, and social media network, because we are living in a time where chronic illness is becoming more the norm than not. And chronic illness and disease is now really at pandemic proportions. I'm sure if I could ask for a show of hands as to how many of you know someone with a chronic illness, more than half of you would raise your hands. Well, interestingly enough, what is at the root of chronic illness can also negatively impact your relationships, your career, your finances, and your overall sense of freedom and enjoyment in life. Today, Dr. Naman Naim, the author of Healing from the Inside Out, Overcome Chronic Disease and Radically Change Your Life, is joining us to talk about chronic illness and how integrating our multidimensional nature, which includes the physical, mental, emotional, vibrational, and spiritual aspects of ourselves, creates true healing across all aspects of our life. Now, before Dr. Naim joins us, let me tell you a little bit about him. Dr. Naman Naim is a pulmonary and critical care specialist who has been interested in human behavior and how to achieve our highest potential since his adolescent years. His intellectual curiosity and drive motivated him to become a pulmonary and critical care physician. With a medical career that has spanned across two countries and his years of experience caring for tens of thousands of chronically and critically ill patients, Dr. Naeem noticed that the majority of patients do not heal from their chronic illness and remain trapped in the paradigm of their disease. This motivated Dr. Naeem to dive deeper into the roots of true healing through the study of ancient healing traditions, the psychology of healing, consciousness, and metaphysics, which culminated in Dr. Naeem writing his book, Healing from the Inside Out. Dr. Naaman Naeem continues his medical practice in Ontario, Canada, with the goal of bridging conventional medicine with a more holistic, multidimensional approach to healing. And he is here with us today. Dr. Naaman Naeem, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Sylvia, for having me. And I'm looking forward to this.
So am I. And I know that those who are listening are as well. Dr. Naeem, I really did enjoy your book, and I found it refreshing that a medical doctor was drawn to study ancient healing traditions and how doing that allowed you to see the value of looking at your patients as multidimensional beings versus just a physical body. You talk about the shortcomings of looking at health and chronic illness as purely physical, and you discuss how our subconscious programming and what our soul wants to express can actually impact our overall health as well as the other areas of our life. You even talk about things like the false illusion of self and the core essence of who we really are. And you offer a unique perspective on why our world is currently in a state of chaos and how individual healing is linked to humanity as a whole. Now, for those of you listening, Dr. Naeem's book, Healing from the Inside Out, will speak to you on many levels. Even if you are in perfect health today, you will want to read this book because this book is not just about healing chronic illness. It really is about healing all aspects of our lives holistically. And if chronic illness has touched your life, either directly or indirectly via someone you know, and you're feeling hopeless about the situation, please get this book and read it. You'll be glad that you did, as it will support you through your healing journey. So, Dr. Naeem, thank you for writing this book because I really did enjoy it, as I said, and I sincerely hope that people read it because you actually do provide tools in it that will help people in healing their body and their lives. So first of all, you're welcome. First of all, can you tell us about your journey into self-awareness and how learning wilderness and primitive living survival skills and the ancient art of tracking opened up within you an awareness of your inner world of thoughts, emotions, and your own true essence?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, when I think back to some of the threads that have defined my life, and I talk about this in my introduction, they have been intellectual curiosity and just a desire to explore. I've always been an explorer ever since I was a child, and that often got me into trouble. But I mean, that's a part of childhood. But besides the intellectual curiosity, I mean, seeking knowledge from all different sources, I've always had this sense of adventure. And that was played out in my adolescence through just pursuing all sorts of activities along those lines, like rock climbing and windsurfing and skiing and whitewater rafting and that sort of thing, and hiking and camping. And part of my exploration was also this spiritual search, which came a little later on in my life. But, you know, when I, you know, entered early, you know, young adulthood in my 20s, you know, I was, you know, in that part of my life where I had to, society told me I had to pick a career and, you know, I had to pick a certain path. And the thing is that I was, you know, I was just interested in everything and it was so hard for me to pick one career. And I ended up picking medicine because it involved, you know, gaining a lot of knowledge in a short amount of time, service to humanity, and also the ability to possibly work anywhere in the world. So when I entered medical school, entered practice, I kind of lost that sense of adventure, that sense of exploration. My exploration was within the medical profession and learning about the human body. But I guess later on in my practice, when I was in my 30s, I rekindled that interest in adventure. And I got interested in self-reliance. And I got interested in learning primitive skills and wilderness survival, and I did that through various mentors. And that led me to one mentor who got me interested in tracking. And since you had mentioned specifically that practice, tracking is essentially one of the oldest arts on the planet. It's something that our ancient ancestors used for survival. And it's basically using the physical environment to determine what has occurred in that environment, whether it is certain animals that have been in that area, other signs, of animals, birds, other wildlife, and using that to create a story as to what took place in this piece of nature or this landscape. And as I started to learn this over a 10-month period, we would go out for a weekend, a month, for 10 weeks in this apprenticeship, the tracking is essentially, the other word for it is awareness, is having awareness. And I started to notice this inner awareness arising. As I got deeper into learning the art of tracking, it also I was tracking myself from within in terms of my thoughts, my emotions, and I was illuminating those aspects of myself, which, I may have neglected prior to that. And it was this this inner tracking or this inner awareness, which I believe, was one of the triggers that led me down the path of, coming up with, this healing process, which I describe in my book. It wasn't the only aspect of my life, but it was an important aspect of my life. So, I can dive deeper into that or wherever you want to take the conversation.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the book, because one of the things that you and I love how you're sharing this about the art of tracking and how that led to this inner tracking mm-hmm. within yourself, which isn't it just really interesting how just the right thing comes at the right time that leads you down a journey or a path you would never, ever expect to embark mm-hmm. upon. I find that just really lovely. But in your book, you start off with something that might be a little hard for most people to swallow. I totally get it, but some people might be a little put off, and that is you call illness a gift. And so can you just right. touch on that a little bit?
Yes. So I the reason I call illness a gift is because, as physicians and as society as a whole, we are taught to approach illness from a purely physical point of view. It is something that happens in the body, and it is treated and addressed at the level of the physical. And everything that I have researched on my own and have studied, including the things that you mentioned, have taught me that illness is usually a sign of a deeper issue. So what do I mean by that? When you look at the physical body, it is the most superficial level of who we are. So then the question is, well, then who are we? We are multi-faceted, multi-dimensional beings, and we have that superficial level of the physical, but below that, there's the mental or the psychological, which is the realm of the mind. Below that, there's the emotional self, the world of emotions. Then there's our vibrational self, which is our energy. And then deeper than that, there's our spiritual self, which is the essence of who we are. So when I say illness is a gift, I'm not referring to the pain and suffering that people go through when they suffer an illness, but what I'm getting people to do is look at that illness as a sign that there's something out of balance, that there is something that you need to uncover or discover about yourself, which you may have neglected or ignored or not even known about. And the whole purpose of that statement is to facilitate the journey of going deeper within to get to the core or the root of your illness.
Yeah, I think that's really true, that, you know, really what illness is, it's just a wake-up call. It's your body is saying that, hey, something is out of balance on these other deeper levels, on a subconscious or a spiritual plane. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, you do make the distinction between healing and curing, because they are different. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So cure, from a medical point of view, simply refers to an elimination of a condition, a disease, or other condition at the level of the physical. But when I talk about healing, what I'm talking about is cultivating and integrating all the different levels of your being to the highest level to create the optimal environment for your disease process to be treated effectively, with a potential, you know, reduction and elimination of your symptoms and a resolution of the condition. So the different levels of being are what I've already mentioned: the physical, the mental, emotional, vibrational, and spiritual. And cure simply refers to elimination at the physical level. And a cure, I would say, is a static endpoint, whereas healing is a dynamic process, which actually never ends. It's a part of our life journey, healing. At any point, where we should always be on that healing journey, because we never know we're going to face, what we're going to encounter, what challenges we're going to have, whether it's in our health or whether it's in our relationships, whether it's in our, you know, our careers or, you know, in our finances or otherwise. So this healing journey not only applies to chronic disease, but it applies to all aspects of our life. Yes. And I think it's the most crucial aspect of our life journey.
I think you're absolutely right. I love that. Healing never ends. That is so, so true. We're going to go into a break, everyone. Please stay tuned for more. You're listening to Sylvia Henderson on the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show with my guest, Dr. Naaman Naeem. We'll be back in a moment.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I did the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Well, Welcome back, everyone. This is Sylvia Henderson with the Intuitive Transformation Show, and I have with me my guest today, Dr. Naaman Naeem, and we're talking about his new book, Healing from the Inside Out. And Dr. Naeem, you've developed a 9-step process or protocol that actually addresses all of the aspects of how multifaceted and multidimensional human beings really are. And if you don't mind, I'd like you to share with everyone, you know, how did you develop this process and what makes it unique and sets it apart?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, like I have studied, you know, all the different, you know, healing and metaphysical and consciousness greats out there, you know, people like Deepak Chopra and Eckhart Tolle and amongst others. And it's this process kind of basically arose out of my exploration of, you know, all the different healing traditions out there and different modalities. And it just basically is this, it was kind of an intuitive process as I developed it. It just kind of flowed naturally as I tried to synthesize all the different sources of you know, knowledge and information that I had studied. And what makes it unique and different is that I feel that it is comprehensive in that it addresses all the different levels of who we are, as we've already discussed. And it all starts with intention, and the reason it starts with intention is because I've, as a physician, I've encountered many people who have absolutely no desire or no will to heal, and I get into that deeper in my book as to why that is. But it all starts with intention, because if you don't have the intention to heal, then you're not going to start out on that journey. So, and that was the natural starting point for me for starting this process.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Everything starts with intention. Anything that you desire to create in your life, of course, begins with the intention of the desire to want to create it in your life. And I do understand that there are individuals out there who maybe they're conscious of it, or maybe they're not even conscious of it, that are very attached to being chronically ill. It's like a story that they can, to define who they are. It can be very tied to their identity. So what about exploration? I know that that's the second component of the process that you've come up with, and how embracing the unknown can actually contribute to the healing process.
So when I talk about exploration, what I'm asking people to do is, I call it dancing with the void. It's about embracing that unknown. When we think of the unknown, it's something that most of us fear. And this is because this is what, you know, popular media, you know, the movies and the books, movies we watch, the books we read, teach us to do, right? I mean, that's the fascination with horror movies is fearing the unknown. But as I discuss in that chapter, the unknown is with us at every stage in our lives. You know, from the time of birth through, you know, into our senior years, we like to believe that we know where our lives are going, what's going to happen at every step at the moment. But then there's that old saying that life is what happens to you when you're making other plans. And essentially what I am talking about in this chapter is realizing that unknown, that void, is where everything arose. I mean, science tells us that the universe arose from a cataclysmic event called the Big Bang. Well, what was that? I mean, where did everything that exists arise from? I mean, it basically arose from nothingness, right? It arose from that emptiness. And what I'm saying is that we need to get in touch with that within ourselves in order to start effectively navigate the healing process. you know, if we look, quantum mechanics tells us that, you know, when we look at who we are as physical beings, it's simply an illusion because, you know, we're made up of organ systems, which are made up of tissues, which are made up of cells, which are made up of molecules, atoms, and subatomic particles. And quantum mechanics tells us that 99.999999% of those subatomic particles are empty space. And the balance of that is matter. And all that means is that all we are is a vibrational frequency. And if we are a vibrational frequency, you know, we can mold that reality, that physical reality that we are. And I think that the power that we have to mold that reality, our reality, is the power of choice. And I dive deeper into that, of using choice as that medium to mold our reality, the direction which our lives take, because we all have choices at every single moment in our lives. So that's what I mean by exploration, is to get in touch with that unknown and to use the medium of choice to really direct our lives.
And that is so important, to not be afraid of that uncertainty, because when fear enters in, then all of a sudden we become paralyzed and we don't make those choices anymore.
Exactly.
Or we're reacting versus choosing, because we're reacting to the fear of trying to avoid what we don't want instead of being present. You know, the thing about uncertainty is that change is the only thing that we can reliably depend upon. You know, it's just...
That is so true. Another thing, a point I wanted to make about choice, I really talk about in this chapter, is we need to make choices that force us to lean outside our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you were talking about fear, because it is only when we lean outside our comfort zone that we truly grow, that we are truly able to experience life and to make those changes that we need to make in order to improve our health, to improve our relationships, to possibly improve our finances or other aspects of our life. So it's really about making choices. And it's not about putting yourself in danger or putting yourself in a threatening situation. No, it could be something simple, like maybe you're not used to having a green smoothie every morning at breakfast. Well, try it for once, you know, make yourself a green smoothie instead of eating cornflakes with milk or whatever you have for breakfast. So it's making these small choices, like stepping outside of your comfort zone. Those are the choice. That's what should direct our choices in life for us to grow and to heal.
Mm-hmm. And it's about the small choices. It's not the big sweeping change. You know, quite often someone will get some news about their health and they'll attempt to make a huge sweeping change in their lives and then get frustrated because they can't maintain it because it's too big of a shift. And so it's those small incremental changes that make a big difference. And then the third thing you talk about in your book is mentation. Thank you. I want to say meditation because it's so closely.
mentation.
It looks almost the same. It's not meditation. No. It's mentation. Can you tell us about that and how the subconscious mind is related as well?
So this whole chapter is about the mind and how our mind directs our lives. And what a lot of people don't realize is that the majority of our behavior is programmed in the subconscious mind. Like 95% of what we do is subconscious and only 5% is conscious. And a lot of our subconscious behaviors are programmed in our early childhood. You know, Bruce Lipton, who's written a book called The Biology of Belief, talks about this, how, you know, by the age of 7, you know, our subconscious behaviors programmed, and that's where our limiting beliefs arise. And what I mean by a limiting belief is a belief is something that you hold as true, even if it may not have any validity in reality. And a limiting belief is any belief you hold that keeps you from achieving your highest potential. And I could talk about any number of limiting beliefs, but specifically around health, there's many limiting beliefs that we hold. And those limiting beliefs, you know, I'll give you a few examples. They could be that I'm always going to be chronically ill. I'm never going to get better. I'm always going to be dependent on medications. You know, my physician is the only one who has all the answers, and there's no other source of information or knowledge about my disease. As I get older, I am bound to get sick. So these are just a few of those limiting beliefs. So what I really dive into in this chapter is realizing if you have those limiting beliefs around your health, and how to basically unravel those limiting beliefs and change them into empowering beliefs.
And that, you know, when you talk about the subconscious mind, this is my wheelhouse. I'm so with you. It is the operating system of everything that we do, you know, and it is challenging to address, just as it is challenging to upgrade an existing operating system on your computer. You know, because it's hardwired within us. It's part of the survival mechanism. It even is the powerhouse behind the autonomic nervous system, which runs all of our voluntary systems, like our digestive system and our heart beating. And but it is, like as you said, like 95% of who and what we are comes from that level of the mind.
Right. Yeah. And so, and the thing is that there's a lot of technique. Yeah, so there's a lot of techniques out there for reprogramming subconscious mind. There's hypnosis, there's the emotional freedom technique, which is popularly known as tapping. There's energy healing techniques. There's all sorts of things out there. I just talk about a specific technique that I've found effective. And all of those techniques are great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them, but they're not anything that I've developed. So, I mean, I touch on them, but I really talk about it my own way of doing that, so. But any of those techniques are as effective.
Anything you can do to address your subconscious programming will only help and improve your life in many ways. It just creates a wonderful ripple effect in a very positive manner. You also talk about, in your chapter, you call it narration. And really, that's about the stories that the mind creates around our illnesses and the circumstances of our life. And so can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think the mind just feels that if it doesn't understand something, it's going to create a story about it so it can have something to understand.
So what I've found in my practice is that a lot of people, they live within that paradigm of chronic disease because they've created a story around their illness. So some of the stories that I have come across are, well, one is the victim story. Like someone may have suffered some sort of tragedy or trauma earlier in their life, and they see themselves as a victim. And that gets played out as they develop an illness, in that they see themselves as a victim of the illness. And there's no way that they're going to be able to get out of that victim role. There's also a story of boredom. Believe it or not, there's some people who just, they don't have that deeper meaning or calling or greater mission for their lives. And I talk more about that in the intention section, but just out of boredom, the illness fills that void. It's sad to think of that, but this is so true. And along those lines, there's also like people, they don't have that sense of purpose or that greater calling or that greater mission. And, because of that, the illness is what gives them that meaning, that sense of purpose to their lives. There's a lot of people who are lonely and they use their chronic disease to get attention from others. And then there's a story of, the inevitability of becoming sick because of your genetics or hereditary reasons. But, you know, the book that I mentioned earlier, Biology of Leaf by Bruce Lipton, in that book, Bruce Lipton talks about how epigenetics is a greater determiner of health and illness than it is just genetics. And epigenetics refers to the environment that our genes are exposed to and how those genes express. So these are just some of the stories that can arise around our chronic disease that can keep that chronic illness, keep the framework from that chronic illness intact, so we are not able to get out of that paradigm. And that's what I talk about in that chapter.
Yeah, and that is so critically important. I love Dr. Bruce Lipton. I've seen him in person a couple of times, and he was actually one of the first people to even consider that epigenetics was a real thing, that it was our environment, that genes, that DNA was not static, that it was malleable based upon the environment, and that your thoughts and how you believe is part of that environment. And that when you can change that, the genes and the cells in our body, they respond. So, yeah, he's one of my heroes. I love his work. You also talk about motion or entering into the flow. What do you mean by that? And why is that important for our health?
Yeah, so when I talk about entering the flow, what people will probably more popularly recognize that as is being in the zone. And what I mean by being in the zone is being in complete harmony and synchronicity, both within yourself and with your environment. And this is something that we attribute to great athletes. I think that's one of the reasons why professional sports and college sports are so popular, because we all want to see that, that star athlete being in the zone and performing at that infallible level. But what people don't realize is that, they can achieve that in their own lives. And, I call it entering the flow. And the thing is that everything is in flow. I mean, nature is in a state of flow, in a state of harmony. It's only when humans interfere with nature that it becomes disrupted. If you look at the smallest thing, from the atom to the largest thing, which is a galaxy, everything is in a state of flow. It has its own place. It's in a state of harmony. And that's what I mean by entering the flow. And in my book, I talk about several different levels of that. And I divide it up as inner flow, physiologic flow, body flow, and outer flow, or flow in the world. And I could talk more about that if you'd like. It gets into a lot of detail, and I'm not sure we have the time to get into it, but I'm happy to dive deeper into it if you'd like.
Well, let's see what we can get into. I know that we're about to head into a break in just a moment. And when we return, we'll see if we can't talk about that. But I also want to talk about the last two components of your healing process, which are realization and then lastly, creation. So we'll be back in just a moment. And when we return, more of Dr. Naeem.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Well, we're back. This is Sylvia Henderson with the Intuitive Transformations radio show on omtimes.com. And I am here with my very special guest, Dr. Naeem Naeem, and we are talking about his new book, healing from the inside out, overcome chronic disease, and radically change your life. So before we continue with the show, Dr. Nayan, can you share with everyone how they can find you and learn more about you?
So the best way to find me is my website, which is naumannaeem.com. It's N-A-U-M-A-N, then N-A-E-E-M.com. And it's on that website that you can learn more about me, about my book. I have a blog there where I post every 2 weeks a different blog post. I also have a section where there's other interviews that that I have done that are posted there, and also some more information about you know, how you can work with me further. There's information about my coaching services. So I encourage everyone to visit my website and check it out.
Wonderful. Thank you. So let's continue the conversation about this healing process that you've created. So the last two elements we haven't tapped into yet. And number eight is looking at realization. What do you mean by realization?
So when I talk about realization, what I'm talking about is embracing the unknown. And earlier when we talked about exploration, I was talking about starting to explore that aspect of the unknown. But after you have gone through all the different steps, like, you know, the mind, emotion, narration, which is unraveling your story, raising your vibration, entering the flow, then the next step is embracing the unknown. And it is truly getting in touch with the deepest aspect of who we are. Because if we look at who we are, a lot of people think that it's our bodies, but it's not. Our bodies are only going to last a certain amount of time. And it's not our thoughts, because, you know, thoughts are also fleeting. And emotions are something that we experience here on our life on this earth. I believe it's how our physical self communicates with our higher self. But there's that deeper aspect to who we are, which I like to use the word consciousness. Some people may use presence or awareness. Some people may call it spirit or soul, that higher self. And what I'm talking about in this section, in this part of the healing process, is getting in touch with that aspect of who we are, that deeper essence, that consciousness. Because what we realize, and I just call it realization, because when we realize that who we are is far beyond, far greater than our bodies, our thoughts, and our emotions, and all of the experiences, the stories that we create around ourselves through our life experiences, when we realize that, we are truly liberated. We achieve a freedom that nothing else can give us. And it truly liberates us from the shackles of that chronic disease, because we realize that that illness is affecting the most superficial levels of who we are. But when we truly source our lives from that deeper essence and that consciousness, we are accessing that same energy that led to the creation of everything and all of matter and all of the universe. And we can truly start to navigate a path to heal when we are living from that true essence of who we are. And I talk about various ways we can do that. But it really comes down to, living in the gap. What I mean by that is really cultivating stillness. Because our societies and our lives draw our attention to outside of ourselves. And there's so much distraction and so much vying for our attention. But what we really need to do is we need to stop and access that stillness within. And for some people, this could be through meditation. It could be through mindfulness. It could be through spending time in nature. It could be through journaling, it could be through playing music, it could be through any number of different things, and it'll be different for each person. But that's where the popularity of mindfulness and meditation in this day and age, I believe, comes from, because people are starting to realize that it is through, these are two of the ways that we can get in touch with our essence, our core, our true nature. And if I were to summarize the entire healing journey, it's essentially awakening to our true nature beyond thought and form. Mm,
that is so lovely. So lastly, you talk about creation, and this is where we really manifest the health we desire. So how is this a summation of everything that you've already discussed here?
Yeah, so creation, what I mean by creation is that once we have gone through this process where we've set our intention, we've started to explore the unknown, we've unraveled our limiting beliefs, we have burned through our unresolved emotions, we have dismantled the stories that we have around our lives, we have raised our vibrational frequency, we've entered the flow, and we have embraced the unknown. Once we have gone through that whole process, we get to a point where we are able to create our health as we desire. And you reach a level, going through that process, you reach a level of understanding and clarity that illuminates the path that you need to take in order to heal. And I'm not saying that path is the same for every single person. It would involve all sorts of different aspects of that could be common to everyone. It could involve, a certain amount of movement or exercise, a certain nutritional program, a certain amount of meditation, doing more deeper inner work through, other modalities like EFT and hypnosis. It could involve, getting in touch with a practitioner who can help you with your unresolved emotions. So the path is not the same for any two people. It will be different. So what I mean by creation is that once you are able to source your life from that essence, that consciousness, and once you have gone through all those steps, you will illuminate that path that you need to take, and that is how you create the health that you desire.
That's beautiful. So in a nutshell, everyone, those are the nine steps that are outlined in Dr. Naman's book, Healing from the Inside Out. And there's just so much more. We've just really glazed over the surface of just so many rich insights that he provides and offers in the book that would be definitely a contribution for your life and maybe for someone you love. One of the things also that I really enjoyed about your book is that at the end of almost every chapter, you ask your reader a series of questions, and it's unique to each chapter, of course, but they're all very empowering questions. They're not, allow their consciousness to expand beyond, the borders of how one would normally look at themselves. And so I love empowering questions. I think that that's really how we grow in our own lives, when we start asking ourselves empowering questions versus why did this happen to me? Why does it happen to me? Or why do bad things happen in the world? Those keep us stuck. But when we ask those expansive, empowering questions, it really does open up our lives as a whole. And I'm just curious, what is it about asking empowering questions that you found to be helpful in the lives of your patients as well as in your own life?
Yeah, so I believe it was Tony Robbins who says that the quality of your life is determined by the quality of your questions. And I believe the power of a question is that when you ask the right question, you create you trigger a mental process that can force you to think non-linearly or outside the box if you ask the right question. And I believe that is the power of questions, is that asking the right question can help you go beyond your current perceived limits or what you think is possible for yourself. I'm going to give you an example of a couple of the questions that I ask. And there's a chapter that just summarizes those questions. So here's one question. What choices have you made or continue to make that keep you stuck in your comfort zone? And the follow-up question to that is, how have these choices directed or limited your experience of life? So this is not a question that I ask. These are not questions I'm asking because I'm blaming you or, you know, I'm saying that, you know, you've done something wrong. It's just about asking yourself, being honest with yourself, like, what choices have you made that keep you stuck in your comfort zone? And what is being stuck in your comfort zone keeping you from experiencing? Imagine if you could truly dive into that question and you could come up with 100 different things. I mean, I'm sure I could too in my life, of different things that have kept you in that comfort, kept me or anyone in that comfort zone. So for each of those things, then you need to start asking yourself, well, if I were to do something different or make a different choice around that issue or that situation, how could my life be different? What could be potentially different? Now, it may not be different in a positive way, but the thing is, there's always that potential for something being taken to a different level of having a new insight, of having a different revelation. So once you start asking those questions, those empowering questions, it will open up for you possibilities that will give you possibly a roadmap for taking your life to a whole new level. And that is the power of empowering questions.
Yeah. And you know what's really awesome about that too is that when you do ask these empowering questions, even if the answer does not come up in that very moment of inquiry, it will come. Mm-hmm. It might come while you're taking the shower or while you're driving and dropping off your children, you know, to school. But it will come because the mind is just designed to answer questions. It really is. And when we stay in that, the realm of inquiry instead of conclusion, then, you know, your life, as I mentioned earlier, it just really expands in a very positive way. And you really get to know yourself on a much deeper level. And, you know, right. I'm just curious because you're still a practicing physician and you've got this whole nother aspect of yourself that you're bringing into your work and in your awareness when you're working with your patients, you know, but how have your peers, other physicians responded to your book and your ideas? Have you shared them with your peers or?
You know, it's interesting because you know, a lot of people in the healthcare environments that I work have been very fascinated with my book, and a lot of physicians have actually purchased my book, and a lot of it has been curiosity. And you know, it's interesting because in terms of like non-physician healthcare professionals, like nurses and other professionals have read my book and come back to me, and they have been They've praised me for what I've written. I haven't. It's funny because I haven't had any physicians, even though they have gotten my book, really come back to me yet. Maybe it's because they haven't read it or because they're still trying to process it and digest it. So I've been met by a lot of interest and curiosity, but I have. I haven't had any specific feedback from any physicians, except for just interest and curiosity. I'm very curious as to know, you know, what the feedback's going to be. But you know, the thing is, a lot of physicians, unfortunately, we live from the ego, and they're trapped in that kind of superficial level of dealing with chronic disease. So my hope is that this book opens up a new possibility for physicians and other healthcare professionals that they previously may not have thought of. At least get them thinking in a different way, if not completely change their practice. If I can do that for physicians and other healing professionals, then, you know, I think my book has done what it has set out to do. So that's my hope.
Well, you know, I definitely stand in agreement with that, because I think that, you know, conventional medicine definitely has its place. And I believe this book is planting a seed in that world, that because people are scratching their heads and trying to figure out why people are not getting well, or having to just live from one medication to another, and which can definitely degrade their quality of life. And, you know, we are starting to ask different questions, and even lots of individuals in the medical community are starting to, like you, look at things a little differently and bring in more alternative modalities into their treatment protocols. And so I that's why I was so excited to have you on the show, because I really want people to learn more about you and about your book. And so thank you so much, Dr. Naeem, for being on the show. I'm sorry we're at the end of our time. I'll have to have you on again another time, because I think we can go on it for hours and hours here.
Yeah, we could. I would love to be on again. Yeah.
That would be wonderful. I want to thank everyone for listening. This is Sylvia Henderson with the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show on OhmTimes.com, saying thank you and know that you are loved, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Until we meet again, goodbye for now.